This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm glad to be here on another Sabbath day and just thinking of the scripture, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And I can say that I'm sanctified today because of the teaching. I'm living holy because of the teaching. And we have good fellowship here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. And just happy today, living for God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elder missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We want to talk to you today about God's secret. Before we get into that thought, choir's going to sing, Go Back to Moses. Back into another chorus on that, but that's what we do here at 425, but it's all right. We can just end it right there. I have much to say. Glad to be with you today. We're here because of God's anointed. That's going on. Moses and all the prophets, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, the stand they took after God revealed unto them his secret. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine, which is the secret of God. We will talk more about that. Deacon Debbie, these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. We are few in number, but we are a multitude. I believe God told Abraham, if you can find 10 righteous, not fine, but if there's 10 righteous in Sodom, it went from 50 or 40 down to 10. I'll spare the city. I believe we have more than 10 righteous here. How big is your congregation, Pastor, if it's 12? The scriptures say where there's two or three gathered and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst. That's all you need to know, that there's two or three. Isn't that beautiful? And more importantly, the witness is God's word. Isn't that beautiful? Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And to my understanding, there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So we're talking about the same Lord here that we're reading about in Deuteronomy as the Lord that came and died for our sins. And what nation is there so great who hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? Now, the jackleg preacher said the law of God, the laws of God are done away with. They're liars. Lord said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets. He made it very plain. He came to fulfill. And as he is, so are we in this world. Isn't that beautiful? We come to fulfill God's word. And so many don't know that the law is God's word. And they don't know that the commandments is the word. They don't know that the commandments is Jesus. Why? Because it's a secret. And you can read the Ten Commandments. You can have them hanging on your door and the courts. But if God don't open your eyes and understanding, you don't know. You're just reading surface. Let's go to Psalms 25 and 14. Let's see what Psalms 25 and 14 is saying. I believe the scripture. And I also believe there's not many going to understand what I'm about to say. But I want you to understand that's what, not what I live for. I don't live for your understanding. I live for God's grace and approval and to please God and for the understanding I get from him. As he said when he was here in the body of Jesus, he said, my sheep hear my voice. That means everybody's not going to hear this. Now, if you are a follower, a true follower of God, which means that you will be following God where his servant is, you'll hear what I'm talking about. That's why if you're able to hear this broadcast or on podcasts or on the net, wherever you're listening, if it makes sense to you, you should be trying to hightail it over to here where the feast of the Lord is going on. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. And if you hear it somewhere else, Godspeed. You go there. But let us know, because we want to find others that are living and believing as we do. Psalms 25 and 14.
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, one thing about God's secret is, it's with them that fear God. I believe Solomon said, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is about life. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man, that man that God made. This is a secret. The secret of God, of the Lord, is with them that fear him. That means you're a commandment keeper. And what?
And he will show them his covenant.
Why would God show you his covenant? Because that's the secret. Many may have it, but they don't understand it. They can't get what God is really saying revealed to them because they're not willing to do it. It's a secret. It's with them that fear him to obey him, whether you understand it or not, obey. And when you obey, humble down, God will show you his covenant, because that is the secret. Read the first verse. Let's go there. 25 and 1.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
We lift up our soul unto God. Right. That means we lift up our hearts to God. We lift up our minds to God, our spirit to God.
Yes.
That's not lifting up your spirit to God when you got a haughty spirit. Or a spirit that's reluctant to submit and to be submissive to what God is saying. Or what his people are saying. That ain't the kind of spirit you want to portray to God. But to lift up your spirit is to give God your mind, a willing heart. Isn't that beautiful? Do I lift up my soul? What does the fourth verse say?
Show me thy ways.
Show me thy ways. Now wait, as I say again. You can go in the scriptures and find the 10 precepts, Exodus 20 and 1, read on down. But if it's not showed you what they mean, other words, if you're not taught it, you get nothing. And even when you're taught it, if you're not a doer, you get no understanding. You'll just be floating around saying, I'm a commandment keeper, and don't really understand God. And if you don't understand God, you don't understand God's people. When you don't understand God, you don't have any control over the old man that's going to be working big time. Yes. Show me thy ways. What?
O Lord, teach me thy path.
How does God show you his ways? He teaches you his way. You got to be taught it. You just don't, oh, I know what to do. No, you don't. You got to be taught how to think, how to put the word in action. You got to be taught how to do that. It's not known by the carnal mind. Read.
Lead me in thy truth.
Wait a minute. That's what Jesus came here to do, to bear witness to the truth. You cannot bear witness to the truth if you don't know how to perform the truth. Thy word is truth. You got to know how to perform the word, which is the law of God, which is God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful? You've got to know who those gods are, what it means, the gods, because the God could be self. And 99 times out of 10, it is self. You have to be taught what it means to make graven images. It's not making it with your hand. It's in your mind. And following what's in your mind. Making up stuff in your mind. That's making up things. When somebody said, I'm going to slap you, you say, you know what, I was about to slap you, and you wouldn't. But you say that, you made a graven image because you were making a lie up because you wasn't intending to do that. But you're saying things that's not true. Graven images. That's your God. Because you submitted to that lie. Taking his name in vain, saying, I love God, but you got gods. You're making graven images. You covet, kill, commit adultery, you steal. You don't have honor for God's word. Taking his name in vain. You say you love God, but when the word comes forth and it tells you, he will teach you and show you his covenant. I already know it. You make God a lie then. Because the word has got to be shown to you. That's why it says it. I'll show you my way. If you could see it on your own, you wouldn't need God to show it to you. Why would God say that? I know what that means. No, you don't, because God is telling you, you're going to be taught. Isn't that beautiful? Lead me in thy truth and teach me what?
For thou art the God of my salvation.
What?
On thee do I wait all the day.
Isn't that beautiful? Wait on God to give you understanding, not going in your own mind. Oh, I know what that means. Read.
Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies.
What?
And thy loving kindness.
Now, first of all, you cannot remember God's tender mercies unless you're under the commandments, because it says showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. First thing you get to know, you should be taught this. You ain't got no mercy unless you're keeping God's commandments.
Right.
It's been told a lie. Oh, God showed me mercy from a child. No, he didn't.
Right.
That devil showed us mercy. Until you said yes to God. Now, when you say yes to God and be obedient to God's word, you fall upon the mercies of God.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? You need to know that. Because
yes.
If you can't see that, you're still acting out of a carnal mind, because that's what God means.
Yes.
We have to be taught that we didn't have no mercy. We didn't know God until we began to keep God's commandments. And if you're not up under anyone teaching God's commandments, which is his word, sent by God, you don't have salvation.
Yes.
You just know about God. You don't know him.
Yes.
Because the scripture says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. Hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. I believe God's word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For they have been ever of old.
What?
Remember not the sins of my youth.
First of all, everyone from youth, from a baby, you're born in sin. If you don't know that, if you cannot wrap that around your mind, you'll never be saved. Remember not the sins of my youth. What?
Nor my transgressions.
What?
According to thy mercy.
Well, first of all, if the law is done away with, we don't have any transgressions, because the scripture says, sin is the transgression of God's law. So if the law is done away with, where's the sin? And that's why most people don't think they're sinners, because they don't believe in the law, because they've been told, law been done away with. You need to be taught of his ways, because God's ways is the law. It is the word. It is the commandments.
According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake.
As I say again, according to thy mercies. If you're not in the commandments, what mercies do you have? You don't have it. You don't know that unless you've been taught. These are secrets. Because the natural man don't know that. Isn't that beautiful? Read the 12th, the 9th verse. The meek.
The meek will he guide in judgment.
What?
And the meek will he teach his way.
Now, wait a minute. The meek... will he guide in judgment? There were not God have said, judge not that ye be not judged. That's what he's telling the common disciple. But there's one that has got to bring judgment to teach. He appointed his disciples, whom he elevated to apostles, with a spirit of judgment. And as they say, let judgment begin in the house of the Lord. You come to God's house to get judgment. You cannot bring judgment without the law, without God's word.
Yes.
What are these preachers preaching when he said, preach the word? You're preaching judgment.
Yes.
That means you're preaching about all 10 of those in some manner or form.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
The meek will he guide in judgment. What?
And the meek will he teach his way.
Wait a minute. Well, I already know it. I know what that says. Well, then you make God a liar. God ain't got to teach you. You going to teach yourself? Then the Holy Ghost teach me. Yeah, if you ever get it.
Right.
And if you get the Holy Ghost, it's yet going to teach you and bring back remembrance what the Holy Ghost is teaching you through a body. It's teaching you something. God can't bring back your remembrance what you haven't been taught. He can, but why would he? And if he brings something you haven't been taught, that means it ain't remembrance. It's something new.
Isn't
that beautiful? Read the 10th verse.
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth.
All the paths are mercy and truth, because every one of these commandments are paths.
Yes.
And when you obey, there are paths to mercy. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. What?
Unto such as keep his covenant.
There it is again.
Testimony.
To such as keep his covenant. Not just look at it, but keep it. And you cannot keep it unless it's been revealed to you what you must do, how to perform it. Read the 11th verse, 12th verse.
What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose.
There it is again. You cannot even be taught God's way unless you fear God. That's not fearing God because you fear storms or tornadoes. That ain't fearing God. You're fearing what God made. That ain't fearing God. And it don't mean that God is sending the tornadoes. It don't mean that. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him.
Shall he teach in the way that he shall choose.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. 14th verse, what?
The secret of the Lord is with them.
There it is again. It's
him.
With them that fear him. And as the Lord said, now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require thee but to love the Lord thy God, to walk in the way, fear him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Amos 3 and 7. Everyone think, oh, those Ten Commandments, that's just a golden rule. That's someone that truly needs to be taught God's way. Commandments, a golden rule.
Yes.
The commandments what made the world.
That's right.
God's word made you and I the world, let alone our soul. Told them. That's a golden rule. You ever call the word a golden rule? They say the commandments are a golden rule because they don't know what the commandments is. It's a secret. Isn't that beautiful? Anybody that hear my voice say, well, I think you make it too much out of this. You call me, write me, track me down. Google me. YouTube-y, whatever, however you want to do it. And we can talk about it. And I can show you that you're wrong. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Amos 3 and 7.
Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his
Wait
servants,
a minute.
The prophets.
That's in line with what God says.
Yes.
He'll do nothing. God is not going to teach. God is not going to teach his people anything except he revealed it to his servants. Don't get caught up in prophet. You ain't no prophet. I'm a servant. You can call me prophet. You can call me prophet. You can call what you like. That ain't the important thing. It's about it being a servant. He's going to reveal his secret to his servant. Isn't that beautiful? Surely the Lord God will do nothing.
But he revealeth his secret unto his servants.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I'm happy to know that. Matthew 13 and 10. I'm happy to know that. Said, well, you know what? I don't like your happiness. Well, that's because you don't know God. You need to be taught of his ways. If you knew God, you'd be happy. Isn't that beautiful? You need to find that song that man, what that man sang, said, be happy. He made a lot of money off that song. I know he happy. But you need to be happy. That's what he said, be happy. Be happy for him. I'm happy for him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Matthew 13 and 10, what does it say?
And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables?
Now here's the thing. The disciples are saying, why speakest thou to them in parables? They understood. Why? Because they were being taught. But they were concerned about those that were following and standing by, like the scribes and Pharisees, old heads. Why?
Speakest thou unto them in parables?
Speakest unto them in parables. What?
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries.
It's given unto God's people to know the secrets.
Yes.
We're the ones supposed to know what the secret of God is. Because God reveals it unto them that keep his word. The one that's keeping his word is the one that's obeying the one that God sent.
Yes.
And it's given unto you to know the secrets.
Yes.
The mysteries. Not to the world. And no matter if you say, I'm a churchgoer. I believe. I'm a Christian. Salvation of the Jews. It was a lot of Jews back with his time, but they weren't saved either. Those are the ones that killed him. And a true Christian today is a Jew. But how many Christians know that the law of God is his word, that it's the commandments, that is Jesus? How many know that? to them, said, now you need to speak plain. Said, you know what, y'all don't sound like you. You don't sound like you believe in the blood of Jesus. I've been washed in the blood. I know about the blood. I know about it. Because I don't, every other word ain't Jesus, 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 and the cross. Because that's the three words y'all know, Jesus, the blood, and the cross. And another one you throw in there, I'm a sinner saved by grace. All of those are just not working for me. It has worked for me. We going on to perfection. We keep God's word. We strive to please God. We don't lay, again, the foundation of repentance. All you know is, I ain't what I'm going to be. No, you're not. Because you ain't got eternal yet. What you're going to be, the road you're going, ain't going to be in God. What you're going to be is going to be in something else.
Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
What?
But to them it is
those that are not up under the teaching have been taught of his ways. It's not given to them. Read the 13th verse. What does it say?
Therefore speak I to them in parables.
What?
Because they see not.
Oh, so we know what those commandments say. Who don't understand what that means? Well, if you understood what it means, why you got all these gods? Why do you look act strange? Because we don't go to the same places you go to and do the same things. Don't laugh at the same things you laugh at. We don't honor the same things you honor. We don't understand love like you understand love. Our love is being dedicated to God. Your love is just making everybody happy, feeding the flesh. That's not love. Your love is friendly to all the world. The Lord said, the friend of the world is an enemy to me. That's what God said. Isn't that beautiful? Now, do we love everybody? Yeah, we love everybody. But the problem is they don't love what we stand for and how and who we serve. They don't like that, which means they don't like God. Isn't that beautiful?
And hearing, they hear not.
Hearing,
neither do they understand.
Neither do, because it's got to be revealed, and they don't understand because they will not humble down and be taught. Humble down means you got to come as a child. Forget about all this stuff that's been told us from the forefathers that don't and didn't know God. Read the 11th verse. Wait. Read the 11th verse, yes. 16th verse. But blessed.
Blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Now, it's
ears.
A blessing when you can see.
Yes.
When you understand God, that's a blessing. When you have the secret revealed to you and you can see it, we're blessed.
Yes.
I'm not going by what somebody else don't see. I go by what I see.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And I believe it. Yes. Blessed are your eyes. What?
For they see. And your ears, for they hear.
And your ears, for they hear. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. What 11th verse say again?
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it is not given.
Yes. Read the 44th verse. What does it say? Thank God.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field.
It's like a treasure. Listen to what God is saying. The kingdom of heaven. Now, the kingdom of heaven is nothing but the kingdom of God. Yes. Kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, nothing but God's spirit. Yes. The kingdom of God is God's people. It's the church. It is God.
Right.
And it's hid. Hid in a field. The field, the scripture says, now the field is the world. It's hid in the world. That means you just can't walk out your house and go down the boulevard and say, oh, there's God's church. It may look like God's church, as the Lord say, white sepulchers, look all garnished outside. Oh, the grass is cut good. Oh, everything is just perfect. Huge parking lots. Big edifices. It looks good. But God said it ain't that visible. It's hid. Like a hidden treasure in the field. What?
The which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath.
In other words, you sell out all your thoughts and ways, because the kingdom is God's word.
Yes.
It's his spirit. It's his people.
Yes.
It's his way.
Yes.
It's God. Yes. And you sell out everything. Say, I got something here. That means everybody else don't have it.
Right.
Now, that's what God's church is.
That's when the Lord said the same thing. He said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Read.
And buyeth that field.
What?
Again, the kingdom of heaven.
Now, read the, read again.
The kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls.
Now, someone that finds God is someone that's, otherwise, I'm looking for the real thing. That's my mindset. I want the real thing. This is a certain type in God's church too. Some just stumble across it. Some God find and they say yes to God. God got many ways of gathering his jewel. And some, you know, I'm trying to find God. Where is it? I don't find no. It's like a merchant looking for goodly pearls. Read.
Who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought.
In other words, I've seen many pearls out of many churches, but now this one, this is it. I found it. That's what God's church is like unto. And when you find it, you go up and down the street and say, oh, what church you at? That ain't nothing. Because you know you got the real thing. You see all these churches up and down the street, every boulevard, city to city, state to state, country to country. And you know, it ain't hard to find a pearl I got. I don't see none like the pearl I got. That's what it's like unto. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 3:1. Isn't that beautiful? It's a secret. So if it's a secret, that means it's hid. Everybody can't find it. Everybody don't have it. Mystery. Hidden. As Paul said, if our gospel be hidden, it's best lost. So I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all keep talking about these commandments. I ain't found nobody like y'all. It's because of the secret. It's hidden, and it's a pearl. Isn't that beautiful? It's hidden in the field. Say, how many of you peoples doing this? That's what Brother Lyon said, peoples. How many of you peoples doing this? How many people you know find rare pearls? If you can count them, you can count us. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 3:1.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher.
Now we know these are the scribes and Pharisees. He was a rabbi. We know you're a teacher. What?
Come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with
him. So now we know what? Well, we got a man over here, Reverend Bobo. I ain't talking about Bobo Brazil, but Reverend Bobo, I saw him put his hands on a man and I saw something happen. He had one leg short, another one, the leg grew right in front of my eyes. I know he's a man from God. I know that man got power. Read, what did he say in second verse?
Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
You can't even see God's kingdom has been born again. Don't come to me, you see me, you know you see my works. Because what God is saying, I don't care what you see, you don't understand it unless you've been born again. Because when you've been born again, you know miracles can happen. Devil do miracles. That ain't salvation.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.